Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and this is a review for Pacific Rim Uprising. Written and directed by Stephen S. DeKnight. It's also written by Emily Carmichael and T.S. Nolan, known for some of the Maze Runner stuff. It stars John Boyega, Scott Eastwood, and Kaylee Spaney, and the synopsis is Jake Pentecost, son of Stacker Pentecost, who was Idris Elba in the first movie, reunites with Mako Mori to lead a new generation of Jaeger pilots, including rival Lambert and a 15-year-old Amara, against a new kaiju threat. And if you haven't seen the first Pacific Rim movie, it was directed by Guillermo del Toro, and it's a movie where if you think about something like Godzilla, and hey, Godzilla shows up, now we have these robots that can battle different monsters. So Charlie Hunnam was the lead character in the first movie. You have to have a equivalent pilot that can pilot a Jaeger, which is the robot, think of a Transformer, and that you can battle these monsters. So you have to have two pilots to pilot the Jaeger, and it was about him and Rinku Kikuchi. Let me just give some backstory about this one. This kind of takes place in the future, but it's 10 years after the first movie. John Boyega's character, who plays Idris Elba's son, is a scavenger. He meets a young girl who knows how to build her own robot, aka Jaeger. She has an unregistered Jaeger. They both get arrested. It turns out that John Boyega's character is a part of the Corps that is a pilot of Jaegers, and he went AWOL. So he's given the choice to either go back to the Jaeger Corps or go to jail. He chooses to go back. The whole movie is about him shunning his father's legacy. And he is a reluctant character. They want to train a new generation of Jaeger pilots. So the little girl, who's Kaylee Spaney, she also joins up with him. And situation where they have competing solutions. So there hasn't been an alien attack in about 10 years. So one is to continue using Jaegers as is, where they have to have two pilots, and or use drones. It turns out that at the moment where they're going to make the decision, a rogue Jaeger shows up and tries to kill a whole bunch of people. And that kind of sets off the movie. James, having not seen Pacific Rim, which came out in 2013, what did you think of Pacific Rim Uprising?
I thought it was a horrible movie. Really bad. I heard great things about the first one. I didn't see the first one, so I'm not really knowledgeable on it. I just thought it was just robots fighting monsters, and that was it. But from what I heard, it was a great movie. Or not great, but good. Serviceable movie. Let's just say that.
That movie made so much money, particularly overseas, that it warranted a sequel, and maybe not this one.
Yeah. And that's the funny part about it, because after watching this, I was wondering, how did this movie get greenlit for another sequel? How did part two happen?
Well,
you know what I mean?
The problem boils down to Guillermo del Toro. So, Matt, do you want to go ahead and give your opinion on Pacific Rim?
Film fails to build on first level of success. The first film's level of success and goes away from the formula of sensible storytelling with huge robot action scenes. Predictable film that I did not like and I definitely will never see again, even if it was on an airplane for free.
My thought on this movie is that the beginning of the movie could have just been torn directly from Transformers.
Oh my God.
Particularly that last movie.
You read my mind, because I said this to Matt. I said, for some reason, that girl, the little 15-year-old girl, remind me of the girl that was in Transformers.
Yep.
Yep. And I was just like, is this the same thing? Now, if you guys remember, I watched Transformers and I was not impressed with that at all.
Because you didn't see the one that came before that either.
Right. And this, it just reminded me of it. I was like, man, this isn't going to be good at all.
Another thing is that John Boyega's story arc, who is, again, the son of Idris Elba. Idris Elba's character was one of the leaders of the Jaeger Corps. His story arc is just completely off. The beginning of the movie, which is starting to get formulaic from a lot of writing perspectives, is that we have a reluctant character that doesn't want to be a part of their father's legacy. All right. So then he gets confident, then he gets cocky, then he gets reluctant again, and then all of a sudden he's given a rousing speech about hoping we can do this. This is our time. This is our chance. Hold on. But a couple scenes ago, you were sitting there eating ice cream in your pajamas, talking about, I don't want to be here. And then Scott Eastwood. I really would like Scott Eastwood to be in a decent movie for just one moment in his life. because he deserves better. And he looks like Chris Evans. He looks exactly like Chris Evans now. But go ahead, Dave.
But that's the funny thing about it, because I was telling Matt that I actually enjoyed the chemistry between Boyega and him, to be honest with you.
I did not like it because it's the same dumbness that even came from Independence Day resurgence. It's the same thing. You have one character that I am the essence of what this is supposed to be, and then the character that does not want to be there. And it's the same play over and over again. I'm tired of that.
Eastwood could have been replaced with someone else, for all I care. A lot of it probably could have been screenwriting, to be honest with you, with the way the script and the lines that he had. None of it was memorable at all. As far as Boyega carried the film, with his humor, with his presence, I see why they did pick him for the film.
I have a problem with that, because it seemed like it was partially coming from Star Wars. That intro could also have been Star Wars.
But okay. You know what? If he was acting like that in Star Wars, I would have maybe enjoyed it a little bit more. Because in Star Wars, he just seemed like a wuss. Like, oh, let me fight him up. I got beat up. All right, let me go ahead and come back again.
Yeah, I agree with that.
A lot of it was storytelling.
I liked Boyega in this. He wasn't bad. I understand what you're saying. I get what you're saying. You're just saying the valid points. But if he would act like this in Star Wars, I probably would have liked Finn a little better.
Well, some of the problems with Star Wars is J.J. Abrams.
Yeah, see, that's another thing. Yeah, that's a whole different podcast right there. He was pretty decent, and I did like the chemistry between them, too. But cliche chemistry, same thing. We've seen it before, so it's not really that much of a difference. But that's the only thing that I can say that I enjoyed. The action took too late.
Yeah.
Like, the action came into the third act, really. Why is these Jaegers attacking us? Like, let's find this out. That's all it was for most of the time.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see what the budget was compared to the first movie, because the first movie was pretty much a CG showcase. And this one, aside from a couple of different scenes, maybe like the intro, that rogue Jaeger attack, and then the end of the movie, that's where all the money went to. Matt, do you have any other opinions? Do you think Scott Eastwood looks like Chris Evans? Could he be Captain America? The new
Captain America. Yeah, I could see that.
Really would like Scott Eastwood being a decent movie. I like him, but he does a lot of straight to video garbage. He was in Fast and the Furious, but he was the worst part about Fast and the Furious.
He has acting chops to do a good job in the movie.
Yeah. He has the father that defined the Western movies. So he should have learned something. Man with no name.
I think he's pretty good to lead a movie. I mean, I don't know. I haven't really seen much of him to say that he could. I think he has a chance to lead a movie. It depends. Because wasn't he in...
He didn't have a presence at all.
He was in Suicide Squad.
Oh, Suicide Squad.
Okay. Yeah, he was in Suicide Squad for a hot moment.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, gosh.
And then he was also in a movie called Snowden, about Edward Snowden, which I remember him being okay. He was okay in that one. He was in Fury also. That's where the connection goes with Suicide Squad, just because of David Ayer. So,
right.
And he was also good in that. So please, Scott Eastwood, do more movies like that and not Texas Chainsaw 3D.
He did that?
Yeah, he was in that movie. All right. Anybody else has anything else to say about Pacific Rim?
From a person that just watched this one and did not see the first one, I wasn't impressed. I was hoping for more. The action just took too late. It was just in the third act before we actually got into the meat and potatoes of the whole damn movie. Most of it was kind of like a murder mystery film. It's like you're trying to find out what's going on, why these Jaegers are acting up, what's the end game. It's just a mystery to me.
Yeah, I agree.
And to me, it's like, if you wanted to do that, fine, but let's have some action in between. You didn't really feel like you were part of a universe in this movie. It's like, oh yeah, that's big Voltron over there. That's Voltron number two over there. Oh my God, that's Voltron number three. Like, I don't give a shit. I don't know what the fuck they did. And so far, when I saw them, I wasn't really impressed by them. So if they would have upped the action earlier into the damn movie instead of the third act, I would have probably liked it a little bit more, but this was not a good entry for me.
I said it earlier, as far as sensible storytelling, some of the stuff doesn't make any sense. Like, how does that girl who built her own Jaeger all of a sudden in the academy? What was her requirement?
Yeah.
I mean, I know a lot of people that work on cars, but that doesn't make them eligible to be a mechanic. I do my own oil change, but that doesn't necessarily mean I'll be replacing your break somewhere. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, what qualifies for her to get in there? I thought the CGI was pretty good, a lot better than Black Panther, but outside of that, I mean, this was a movie, in my opinion, that was cotton candy. Good on the outside, but no substance on the inside, you know? A lot of things in this movie don't make sense, and why the hell, out of after the monsters started coming through, it's like, all right, well, how come they picked the little rookies to get in the fight? Are you telling me that there was no veterans whatsoever? Yeah, that would never, ever happen in real life. And I understand people say, okay, well, it's just a movie, turn your brain off. But there has to be some resemblance of, you know, logic common sense around here.
Yeah, so what are my notes?
I'm like, okay, let's throw these kids in here. They're only, what, maybe, I don't know, 14, 15, 18 at most?
Yeah.
Let's throw them against the hardest enemies we've ever had.
Did anyone see Ender's Game?
No.
So basically, takes a bunch of young children, kind of between 13 and 17, and puts them into a position where they're supposed to be developing strategies to fight this alien race. The whole thing with Ender's Game, they figure out that Ender, who is the main character, actually killed off the whole race. They thought they were doing simulations, but it wasn't simulation. They were actually doing it for real.
Wow.
All right, James, what score would you give Pacific Rim Uprising?
I would give it a 2. I would really give it a 2. And the reason why I give it a 2 is because, like I said, the chemistry between the two main characters I thought was okay. It was serviceable. And funny thing about this movie, like I said, it was not a really enjoyable movie. But because I heard so much about this movie, this series, and how people liked the first one, it does make me want to see the first one again. So I guess that's a good thing, because I'm trying to understand what the hell's going on. Maybe if I had an understanding of the first movie, this could probably get a higher score. But as of right now, the only thing that's saving us from getting a 0 is the chemistry between the main characters. It did spark an interest in me to find out what's going on in the actual first movie. The story didn't make sense. It didn't make sense how a 15-year-old could just get into an academy all because she could build a robot. It doesn't make sense how all of a sudden you feel one way a split second ago, and then some shit happened and you change your mind just like that. When you're not about that life, you didn't want to go by your father's legacy and all this stuff. Now all of a sudden you just gung-ho and all about the cause. You just seem too flip-floppy. So for that reason, 2.
All right, Matt.
I'd give this a 4. The reason why I give it a 4 is that a lot of things don't make sense whatsoever. Everything from some of the cast members, why they were even fighting such a huge war, especially considering it had big implications. There's only one character, in my opinion, that carried the whole film. But even at the end, I was kind of tired of seeing him steal every single scene. Again, this had remnants of Transformers The Last Night, which, good Lord, was probably one of the worst movies ever produced in such a big budget film.
Yep.
But, you know, there was some redeeming qualities, but not enough for me to watch it again.
So I'm going to give this a 3. I love that first movie. That first movie is great, and it only works because of Guillermo del Toro's brilliance. This movie has no creativity, terrible dialogue. The storyline is unintelligible to be a good movie. There's only about 30 minutes of story in this whole movie, so this could have just been a TV episode. The kids were underdeveloped. The little girl was unnecessary. They try to turn them into Power Rangers, because Power Rangers also Power Rangers also came out kind of around the same time last year. But they try to turn them into that. They try to turn it into, instead of it just being one Jaeger, now there's a group of Jaegers with all different powers. It's slow at the beginning. It kind of picks up during the later third, and then the movie ends. So there's nothing but John Boyega's indecisiveness in the middle of the movie. And again, his story arc is off. Then you have Charlie Day and the other character. I can't think of his name offhand. Filling out the rest of the movie.
Were they in the first one?
Yes, they were in the first one. They were scientists in the first one. Again, as Matt brought up, is as bad as Transformers The Last Night. That is Transformers The Last Night. This is a Michael Bay movie. This is explosions. This is as bad as a shift between Independence Day and Independence Day Resurgence. Independence Day Resurgence does not deserve to exist. This movie doesn't deserve to exist. Even though I'm giving it a 3, I'm only giving it a 3 because there's robots in it. And I'm pulling the Keith, and that's the Beast Game Podcast.
Ha ha ha.